Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Wah-Tsi Leung, a lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. Doctor, a very good afternoon once again to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, always good to chat to you. And thank you for making time to us, time for us today. And interesting discussion today, talking about online scams. And and times have changed, and particularly now this year, where I don't know, people may not be queuing out of the shopping centres on Friday the 24th, but maybe be online and buying stuff online. And these e-commerce scams. So yeah, what's real, what's not real? We're all so scared and so nervous. So yeah, maybe you can just give us more insight into this.
Well, yes, I think it's, even if you're not the sort of person who wants to go and shop online, I think this year has been particularly bad because the scammers are getting rather creative. So I'll talk about the people who, so if you're shopping online, the thing you have to worry about is, shopping with reputable retailers. So it's Black Friday, so you might get these amazing sounding deals from these shops that you have never heard of. And you put down the money and it turns out these are fly-by-night operations. So that's the one that you have to look out for. The second one is that you get the scammers taking advantage of well-known retailers. So you might get a WhatsApp or an email supposedly from, for example, Takealot saying, hey, click on this link and you'll get R100 off or some really good deal of a voucher. And you click on that link and it ends up taking you to a fake website or maybe even infecting your computer with malware and taking over your computer and stealing your data there. So those are the two, I think, really big concerns I would say if you are shopping. Then the third one, which I would say is if you're not shopping and you don't plan to shop, but then shortly after Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you get a supposed call from your bank or an SMS from the bank saying, hey, we're authorizing, say, 15,000 Rand from your bank account for this purchase. And obviously you will panic because you never spent this 15,000 Rand. Mm. And so you phone the number or you click on the link because you want to cancel it. And then they put you through to the scammers and then they go, oh, no problem. We'll cancel this transaction for you because we're the bank. We're going to send you an SMS. Please read or authorize that. And it turns out what they're doing is you're sending the necessary information that enables them to withdraw or empty out your bank account.
Wow. Yo, as you say, they are so creative. So if you click on one of these links and luckily I haven't done it, but I know of people, friends, family that have done it. What can you do? Because you sort of click on it and you think, oh no, what have I done? What can you do at that moment? Is there any way to reverse it, or what can you actually do?
So hopefully when you click on a link, you realize, okay, I shouldn't have done that. Then you need to stop. You need to close that browser window and leave it alone. Don't go further. Hopefully your computer or your phone has the necessary antivirus software that will protect you. But I think that's the only option. But I would then say if you feel that you've gone too far and perhaps you've given your information, you see, the scammers work very quickly. So hopefully you're quick enough that go and, perhaps, for example, change your passwords on your email accounts, go and lock, because you can block your bank accounts on your app. So do that because that's just putting in some security to prevent any suspicious or scammers doing something strange and unauthorized on your accounts.
It's actually really frightening. I mean, there's nothing else to say. And I mean, phishing emails. What about these phishing emails that seem to be doing the rounds now as well?
Yeah. So phishing emails are intended to convince you that they are the authorized whoever, Takealot or your bank. And the idea is for you to click on the link. Either it installs malware on your computer, and the idea there is they try and encrypt all your files. And if you want those files back, you have to pay a ransom for it. So they tell us pay us so much in Bitcoin or so on, and then we will give you your files back. But the problem there is most of the times they don't actually – you might pay them, and then they don't decrypt your files. So those files are lost to you forever. And that's a lot of memories and precious, you know, very important data that you've lost. So back up your data there on that side. But the other thing that could happen is they take you to a website that looks like the authorized website, and you log in with your credentials, and the scammers will use that information to log into, say, your internet banking and then go empty up your bank account. Yeah. Or they use your email, and then they use it to email all your friends and family. Your friends and family think, oh, look, this is an email from someone I know, and I can trust it, and then I will click on the link, or and then they too get infected, or they lose their information. So it's an ongoing struggle, and I think the only thing we really can do any time, not just Black Friday, is to be always conscious and be wary of clicking on links that you don't know. But as I said, it might even be links from people you know, and that's the problem.
Absolutely. I think the tricks are keep your security up to date. I think that's what's one of the important things. And you know that old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. It's a scam, so be careful. You mentioned about reputable websites. And lastly, just very quickly, what about public Wi-Fi? Is that dangerous?
Oh, yes. So public Wi-Fi is an invitation for you to please give all your information to anyone who might be listening. So obviously when you go to the shopping malls, you trust that the public Wi-Fi is available there and it's not someone isn't doing anything untoward there. But scammers and bad actors might set up their own public Wi-Fi in those shopping malls. And when you go to the shopping mall, you just go, oh, there's a public Wi-Fi. I know there's free public Wi-Fi here. Click connect. And if you connect to those ones, you're effectively communicating and giving all your information to these bad actors. And effectively, they're intercepting all your data. Mm. And it could be your logins or banking. It could be emails. And they can use that information against you because now they know, oh, we noticed you sent this email. So you typically shop at this retailer. And then they can target you specifically with an email that you go, oh, yes, I always shop at this shop. I'm getting this fantastic deal. It's addressing me by name, information they got from spying on you, intercepting your data, and, you know, away they go.
That's unfortunately, we are out of time, but Dr. Wahtsi Leong, a lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg, thank you for that enlightening chat. I think you've really helped our listeners to just give them some really solid advice. And, yeah, just to be careful with using online anything, particularly buying online.